Our story begins in France, where Blake is talking with Raven in his Aunt Simone's kitchen.
God, I've never seen Aunt Simone looking so frail.
The doctor seemed encouraging, Blake. They think she has a good chance of pulling through.
I feel so guilty. I've been so caught up in my own life lately that I haven't had time to check in on her as much as I would like.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Blake, your aunt got sick. That's not your fault. And as soon as you found out, you came to France to be with her. You're doing everything you can for her. And for me.
I appreciate you coming with me. It makes things a lot easier here.
I have to admit, it's nice to be out of New York and not have to think about that nutcase, Mandy Selleck. I hate having to live my life in fear like that.
What do you think is wrong with that woman? I mean, how could she have fooled Matt for all those years into thinking she was perfectly normal?
I don't know. Sometimes people are very good at hiding their true agendas. At one point, I thought Alexander Jones was one of my best friends. People aren't always honest with you.
Seems like there are very few people we ever really know in life.
It's a rare thing to share that type of closeness with someone. Mac and I had that.
I feel like Matt and I could have it too. He has a really long road ahead dealing with his burns.
At TM Productions, Hannah is sitting at her desk when Dirk Endicott walks up.
Hi, is Charlie Dean in?
Is he expecting you?
Yes, I'm Dirk Endicott.
Oh, hi, I'm Hannah. Go right in.
Thanks. Hey, my man.
Hey, Professor Hartthorpe.
So that's Hannah. Pretty hot.
She's a great girl. Why don't you ask her out?
She's single?
Yeah, well, I guess she is seeing this little weasel, but she needs someone cool in her life.
Does Hannah have any idea you're trying to play matchmaker?
Yeah, well, she needs friends like me to save her from that Todd Malone guy she's with.
Todd Malone? Funny. I just heard that name earlier from Sharia.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about the same guy. He works for her.
Oh, so Hannah's boyfriend is Serena's Todd? Interesting.
Sorry, Dirk, but I like your cousin Serena about as much as I like Todd.
Well, between you and me, I think Serena likes Todd a tad bit more than you.
Yeah? No kidding. So she has the hots for him?
I'm not saying anything. I think it's best if you stay out of your assistant's personal life. And thanks, but I can find my own dates.
You mean like Heidi Bradford?
I never should have told you about that.
But you did. So it's my job as your friend to give you a hard time.
Great.
At the West Side Psych Ward, Dr. Michael Hunt is talking with Nurse Grimm and Zoe.
We have a new patient arriving any minute now. He's going to need special attention, at least at first.
Just tell me what he needs.
He was a victim in the subway bombing. He's been at St. John's Hospital recovering from his injuries for the past few months.
Is this the John Doe that we talked about before?
Yes, this patient is a John Doe. The police haven't been able to identify him yet, and they thought he was someone else until recently.
How awful. His family must be worried sick. If he has any family at all.
We'll just call him John while he's here. The police are going to put the word out about him and try to locate his family. In the meantime, he'll be here with us.
Excuse me. Westside Psych Ward, Zoe speaking.
Zoe, it's Heidi. I need your help. I didn't have anyone else to call.
Heidi, what's wrong?
Oh, God. I've been arrested.
Arrested? For what?
Statutory rape.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.